请我们翻到以西结书。
Can we turn to the book of Ezekiel?
第一章。
Chapter 1.
Verse 4.
我
观看见狂风从北方刮来，随着一朵包括闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉，从其中的火内发出好像光耀的金晶。
As I looked, behold, the storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually, and a bright light around it, and in its midst something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire.
又从其中显出四个活物的形象来，它们的形状是这样。
Within it there were figures resembling four living beings, and this was their appearance. They had human form.
有人的形象，各有四个脸面，四个翅膀。
Each of them had four faces and four wings.
15节。
Verse 15.
我正观看活物的时候，见活物的脸庞各有一轮在地上。
Now as I looked at the living beings, behold, there was one wheel on the earth beside the living beings for each of the four of them.
22节。
Verse 22.
活物的头上有穹苍的形象，看着像可畏的水晶。
Now over the heads of the living beings, there was something like an expanse.Like the awesome gleam of crystal spread out over their heads.
铺张在活物的头以上，然后我们再看第二十六节。
And then verse 26.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石。在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。
Now above the expanse that was over their heads, there was something resembling a throne, like lapis lazuli.In appearance, and on that which resembled a throne high up was a figure with the appearance of a man.
我见从他腰以上有仿佛光耀的金晶，周围都有火的形状。又见从他腰以下有仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。
Then I noticed from the appearance of his loins and upward something like glowing metal that looked like fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw something like fire, and there was a radiance around him.
下雨的日子，云中红的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样。这就是耶和华荣耀的形象，我一看见就伏伏在地。
As the appearance of the rainbow and the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们觉得我们是来到圣地。
Lord, we feel that we have come to holy ground.
我们应当脱下我们脚上的
鞋。We ought to remove the sandals in our feet.
好让你能对我们的深处说话。
Lord, that you may speak to the depths of our hearts.
主啊，我们求你今天早晨。
Lord, we ask that this morning.
当我们聚在你面前的时候。
As we gather before you.
但愿你真是给我们一个敞开的天。
Lord, that you may give us an open heaven.
但愿我们不光在这谈论，谈论。天怎样为我们开启？
That we may not just be here discussing about the heavens being open.
我们真正的像与真的像主的话说，我们乃是与基督一同坐在天上。
That we may be just like your word says, that we may be seated with the Christ in the heavenly places.
我们恭敬等候在您面前。
Lord, we wait before you.
仰望你对我们说话。
Looking to you to speak to us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' dear name.
Amen.我们今天早晨要来继续看以西结的异象。
This morning we like to continue to look at the vision of Ezekiel.
我们试着就着我们人所能领会的话。
We like to attempt to use words that we humans can understand.
我们先来看到底这里以西结看见了什么。
To first notice what did Ezekiel see here?
毫无疑问，这里给我们看见一个慢慢是一个。慢慢演进的一幅图画。
And without a doubt, this is a picture of something approaching.
我们知道说，最远最早的时候，我们看见乃是一朵包括闪烁火的大云。
And in the beginning, we see that there was an immense cloud with raging fire engulfing itself.
那周围有光辉。
And that there was brightness all around it.
那么从大云里面， 我们能看到好像光耀的金晶。
And from the midst of it shines something like glowing metal.
这是远远看到的。
Actually, this is what you saw from a distance.
实在说来，这是意象最中心的部分。
Actually, this is the most central thought of that vision.
你远远看不到活物。
From a far distance, you couldn't see the living creature.
你远远看不到火轮子。
From a far distance, you couldn't see the wheels.
你远远也看不到宝座。
You could also not see the throne itself.
但是呢，你能看到最中心的东西。
But you saw the most central thing.
你不会弄错的。
You will not mistaken it.
虽然有的东西，有的图画要等到靠近你才看见。
Even though there were some things that you wouldn't see until it approached closer.
但是这个远远你就看见了。
But from a far distance, you could see it.
这可以说是整个意象。
This is the whole central thought of the vision.
那么金晶是什么呢？
So what is this glowing metal?
等到我们读到二十六节的时候。
When we read to verse 26.
慢慢的你看见更清楚了。
Slowly you see that it becomes clearer.
我们才知道原来有一个宝座。
Because then we knew that there was a throne.
那有一位坐在宝座以上。
And there was one who's sitting on the throne.
现在镜头更近，拉得更近了。
Now the focus was closer.
现在你能看见坐在宝座。有腰以上的，有腰以下的。
So you see that the one who was upon the throne, there was something that occurred above the loins and something below the loins.
那么腰以上的呢，好像光耀的金晶。
Above the loins, it was something like luster of glowing metal.
然后呢，周围都有火的形状。
And then there was a fire all around.
那么腰以下呢？
And then below the loins,
就仿佛火的形状，周有也有光辉。
Something like fire, and there was radiance around him.
那么这里圣经告诉我们，这个光辉呢，其实就是下雨以后你所看见彩虹的样子。
And the appearance was like the rainbow after a rainy day.
所以现在我们很清楚了。
So now we become clear.
不管这个意象从远或者从近来看它。
No matter if you look at this vision from a distance or close up.
你知道最中心的就是坐在宝座的那一位。
And the most central thing was the one upon the throne.
它可以分作，它可以给我们看到腰以上的跟腰以下的。
You could see that there was something above the loins and something below the loins.
腰以上的是金晶。
But above the loins, it was the glowing.
腰以下的是彩虹。
Below the loins, it was the rainbow.
所以我们一定要把这些印象，把它深深印在我们的心里。
So we have to have these impressed upon our hearts.
等一等，我们慢慢的就会越来越清楚了。
Then we'll become clearer later on.
那么以西结是看见这个意象是从北方来的。
Now Ezekiel saw that this vision came from the north.
有一个狂风从北方刮来。
And then there was a wind that came forth from the north.
这个狂风也可以翻作旋风。
And this can also be translated as a tornado.
结果 whirlwind. 所以等到旋风吹来的时候。
So as this whirlwind came forth.
结果你看有随着一朵包括闪烁火的大云。
And then you saw that there was an immense cloud engulfed in fire.
这个火不光是光照，而且是闪烁的。
This fire was not just a shining, but it was actually raging.
所以我们就知道，说这个与大云慢慢的就靠近了。
And you know that this cloud slowly approached.
有狂风从北方来。
Now there was a strong wind that came from the north.
现在这个神的荣耀的形象是从北方来。
Now the image of the glory of God came from the north.
换一句话说，神的荣耀有一个背景。
In other words, that the glory of God has a background.
如果你要画神的荣耀的话。
If you want to draw the glory of God.
它后面有个画布的。
There is a canvas in the background.
而那个画布就是那个狂风。
And that canvas was actually that whirlwind.
我们知道旋风来的时候。
Now we know when the whirlwind comes.
约伯的印象最深刻。
Now Job had the strongest impression of it.
他知道那阵旋风来了带来什么结果。
He knew that when that whirlwind would come, what results it would generate.
他也记得就在那个旋风里面神怎样对他说话。
He remembered how in that whirlwind God spoke. spoke to him.
在那阵旋风里面，他看见一切都没有了。
In the whirlwind, he thought how everything disappeared.
就在那阵旋风里面，他看见一切又出现了。
He thought in that whirlwind, he saw how everything reappeared again.
第一次看见旋风的时候
，The first time he saw the whirlwind,
他看见好像这阵旋风就把什么都带了没有了。
He saw how this whirlwind almost destroyed everything.
等到他第二次看见旋风
，The second time he saw the whirlwind,
神对他说话
，God spoke to him.
那这个时候你看见约伯不再是同样的约伯。
At this time, you saw that Job was a different Job.
现在以西结也看见一个异象。
Now Ezekiel saw a vision also.
他看见旋风从北方而来。
He saw how the whirlwind came from the north.
随着旋风乃是一朵的大的云彩。
And then with that whirlwind, there was a great cloud.
那这个大云里面所告诉我们的就是神荣耀的形象。
And this great cloud told us about the image of the glory of God.
我们都知道以西结是个祭司。
Now we all know that Ezekiel was a priest.
到了三十岁，他应该到圣殿里面去供职。
When he was 30 years old, he ought to serve in the temple.
现在他刚好三十岁。
Now he was 30 years old.
他何等满怀，他何等愿意，现在就能进到圣殿来侍奉神。
How he desired to be able to enter the temple to serve God.
结果他发现他是在一个被掳之人的中间。
But then he discovered that he was found among the exiles.
这里不是耶路撒冷。
This is not Jerusalem.
这里没有锡安山。
There is no Zion here.
这里只有加巴鲁河。
You could only see the river Chebar.
这里乃是被掳的地方。
This is a place of exile.
哦，他有一万个愿意要来侍奉神。
He had such a strong desire to serve God.
这里有一个祭司。
Now there was a priest here.
却是没有圣殿。
He didn't have a temple.
圣殿是在西边大概600英里的地方。
And the temple was 600 miles west of him.
圣殿是在耶路撒冷所在的地方。
And the temple was where Jerusalem was.
那一个受过祭司训练的人
，Now one who was trained on, as a priest，
他们对于摩西五经是非常熟悉
，And they know the five books of Moses very well。
他们也知道神对于摩西，给摩西的从天上来的蓝图
，And they knew the blueprint that God had gave them from heaven。
他知道会幕的种种
，He knew all the details about the tabernacle。
他也知道圣殿的种种
，And he knew all the details about the temple。
你不必问祭司。
You don't have to ask the priest.
你问任何的人。
You ask anyone.
神的荣耀在哪里
？Where is the glory of God?
所有犹太人都会告诉你。
All the Jews will tell you.
神的荣耀乃在至圣所。
The glory of God is in the holy of holies.
尤其是在约柜的上面。
Especially upon the ark of the covenant.
那里有一个施恩的宝座。
There is a mercy seat.
那么就在这施恩的宝座的旁边。
And next to that mercy seat.
你看有两个翅膀看护着那个约柜。
There were two pairs of wings that would oversee that ark.
所以每次来到至圣所。
Now every time you come to the temple.
诗人说我们乃是来到了神翅膀的底下。
When you come to the Holy of Holies, you come beneath the wings of God.
所以我们知道说这里乃是至圣所的图画。
Now we see here the picture of the Holy of Holies.
外院是在日光之下。
The outer court is under the sun.
在圣所里面，你所有的光乃是灯台的光。
And in the holy place, the light comes from the lampstand.
如果你到至圣所的话
，If you come to the holy of holies,
从肉眼来说，你看不见什么光。
From your fleshly eyes, you cannot see anything.
但是每一个以色列人都知道。
But every person of Israel,
那个看不见的光
，that light that you cannot see,
正是神的荣光。
It is the glory of God.
他们叫他 Shekinah. Shekinah 在哪里 ？Shekinah 就在至圣所里。
It is called the Shekinah, or in the Holy of Holies.
所以等到约柜被掳的时候
，So when the ark was taken away.
你记得以利的媳妇怎么说？神的荣耀，阿嘎巴，神的荣，伊嘎巴。神的荣耀已经离开以色列。
Now you remember the wife of Eli said, "The glory of God, Ichabod, is gone."
所以我们都知道神的荣耀乃是在至圣所里。
So we know the glory of God is in the holy of holies.
什么时候你把约柜拿走了
？Anytime you take away the ark.
结果里面就是空的。
Inside you'll see that it's empty.
我们知道这个约柜在第一次。以圣殿被毁的时候已经 不见，消失了。
You know, when the first temple was destroyed, you know that the ark had already disappeared.
那么根据拉比的意见，很可能今天就在圣殿山的地底下。
And then according to rabbis, they feel that it may be right at the Temple Mount.
因为根据他们的传说，当所罗门建造圣殿的时候，已经想到有一天如果圣殿被围攻的话，他们要保护这个约柜。
Because they feel that when Solomon built the temple, he imagined that one day it was possible that the temple come under attack. In order to protect the ark,
所以他们相信说，这个应该底下有一个秘密的通道。
They believe that Solomon may have built a secret passageway already.
我们大家都知道，四年前，阿拉法特跟以色列有过谈判。
Now we know that 4 years ago, Arafat and the people of Israel they had a discussion.
Roundtable
discussion.
他们那个 peace talks.
Peace talk.
在这个和平会谈的里面
Now in these peace talks
他们有一个很大的争执
They had a great disagreement
阿拉法特说我要代表整个的回教世界我要把圣殿山的主权把它拿回来
Arafat said that he wants to represent the whole Arab world to take back the sovereignty over the Temple Mount
结果他们有了很多的争论
And they had many discussions and arguments
最后以色列让步了
And then Israel took a step back
他说这样子他说这样好了
They said, okay,
我们可以分享圣殿山的主权。
We can share the sovereignty over the Temple Mount.
凡是清真寺平台一直到太空这一段通路属于回教徒。
So, if it's from the surface of the, of the mosque, all the way to outer space, this will belong to the Palestinians.
那么从那个清真塔平台一直到地心这个通路属于犹太人的。
So, anything from the surface of the mosque until the center of the earth, this will belong to the people of Israel.
你知道原因在哪里吗
Why?
原因就是以拉比们他们十分相信
Because rabbis, they believe.
摩西在旷野里面的帐幕那些器具应该就是藏在底下
All the instruments and all the materials,of the tabernacle are hidden inside the ground.
他们也相信约柜应该是藏在就在那个西就在那圣殿山的地。
And they also believe that the ark is beneath the Temple Mount.
所以我们知道说，对于以色列人来讲，约柜和神的荣耀是紧紧相连。
So for the people of God, you know that the ark and the glory of God are strictly connected.
到主后九六十三，到主前六十三年的时候。
And during 63 BC,
我们知道有一个将军叫庞贝将军，这是罗马的将军。
Now we knew that there was a general called General Pompey.
他把耶路撒冷拿下来
and then he had taken over Jerusalem.
他也进到圣殿
and he also entered into the temple.
他听说至圣所的故事
he heard the story of the Holy of Holies.
所以他要进到至圣所
so he wanted to enter into the Holy of Holies.
那些祭司们就拦住他
and then the priests held him back.
说你千万不要进去
don't go in there.
这太危险了
this is very dangerous.
结果他还是进去
but he still went in there.
他发现里面什么都是空的
he discovered that inside everything was empty.
结果他好好的
He was fine.
这就证明什么
What does that prove?
证明说神的荣耀已经离开。
It proves that the glory of God already left.
所以给我们看到整个的耶路撒冷的圣殿不过像一个空的一个建筑。
So the temple in Jerusalem was nothing but an empty shell.
所以对以色列来说
So for the people of Israel,
神的荣耀乃是在至圣所里面。
The glory of God is in the Holy of Holies.
这是非常清楚的一幅的图画。
This is a very clear picture.
那么现在问题在这里
Now the problem is this
以西结在加巴鲁河边
Now Ezekiel was next to the river Chebar
他所在的地方乃是耶路撒冷往东走大概600英里的地方
Now he was probably at a place that was 600 miles east of Jerusalem
所以现在如果神的荣耀要出现的话
Now if the glory of God were to appear
那一定在耶路撒冷
Now it has to be in Jerusalem.
如果神的荣耀一定要旅行的话
So if the glory of God has to travel,
那么他一定是从西边来的
He must come from the west.
现在有个问题。
Now there was a problem.
如果他真的在巴加巴鲁河边能看见神的荣耀
，If he could see the glory of God in the River Chebar，
那么那个荣耀应该从西边越过沙漠，然后就到了加巴，
that,
就到了巴比伦。
That glory should come from the west, go through the desert, and come to Babylon.
但是现在他所看见的那个狂风，那个神的荣耀，那是从北方来的。
But this great wind that he saw actually came from the north.
这什么意思
？What does that prove？
这就给我们看见，如果那个荣耀真的从圣殿里面出来的话。
So that proves that if the glory really came out of the temple，
如果那个荣耀真的要向以西结显现的话
，If that glory were to be revealed to Ezekiel，
那么很明显的，它怎么会从北方来呢
？So how could it come from the north？
莫非当以色列人逃难的时候
？Is it that when the people of Israel when they fled？
当他们逃难是怎么逃的
？How did they flee？
他们乃是往叙利亚的方向逃的。
They went towards the north to Syria.
为什么要这样走呢
？Why did they go that way？
因为你往东走是一片沙漠。
Because if you go east, you see a desert.
所以你看见吗？如果今天大家要到巴格达去的话
，So today if you want to go to Baghdad，
从前的走法，从前的飞法是你先飞到约旦的。
It used to be you would first fly to Jordan，
然后你从约旦，你就坐车子大概十几个钟头，越过穿过沙漠，然后才到巴格达，才到巴比伦那。
And then you would take a bus that would go eastward over the desert into Baghdad.
Ten hours. 所以你就知道说，平常当有沙漠阻隔的时候。
So when you see that there was a desert that was in between,
没有人能经过那个沙漠。
No one could go through that desert.
我们曾经到过幼发拉底河。
Now we had been to the Euphrates River.
我们快到幼发拉底河的时候。
When we almost approached the Euphrates,
我们已经很靠近那个沙漠。
We were very close to that desert.
那个沙漠叫做叙利亚沙漠。
That desert is called the Syrian desert.
我们如果没有夸张的话
，If we did not exaggerate,
也许我们从来没有经过一个地方像那么炎热的。
We never.Been to such a hot place before.
给你的感觉就像地狱的感觉一样。
It gave you a sense like the sense of the feeling of hell.
好像那个火是从地狱里面烧起来的。
As if that fire burned forth from hell.
所以你可以知道，没有人如果到巴比伦去是直接横跨沙漠一直。到巴比伦就没有的。
So no one, when going to Babylon, would go directly through the desert.
所以所有的难民一定是往北走，就沿着亚伯拉罕到迦南相反的方向走的。
So of course, all the refugees would go first north and go in reverse how Abraham came from Ur of Chaldea.
然后。跨过，然后越过了幼发拉底河。
And then they would cross the Euphrates.
然后沿着幼发拉底河一路南下，就到了加巴罗。
And they would follow south along the river Euphrates.
所以以色列人逃难是先往北走。
So the people of Israel, when they fled, they first went north.
然后再往南走，到了。加巴鲁河。
And then they came south to the river Chebar.
那现在问题在这里。
Now the problem is this.
这是给以西结最大的安慰。
This is the greatest comfort to Ezekiel.
以西结现在他还记得他已经没有国家了。
Ezekiel remembers that he had no country left.
他想到他的国家曾经受到一次很大的浩劫。
He felt and he knows that his country had gone through a great trial before.
他在整个以色列历史里面从来没有这么大过苦难。
If there was never such a great tribulation in the history of Israel.
他还记得他怎样跟随着难民往北走，然后又往南走。
He remembered how he went north with the refugees and then came south.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当他看见这个异象从北方来的
，when he saw how this vision came forth from the north.
在这里很明显的提醒以西结。
Now this reminded Ezekiel.
莫非当这些难民逃到埃及的，被撇到巴比伦的时候
？Is it that when these refugees came to Babylon?
当他们一路在逃难，一路在流浪的时候
？As they fled, as they were wandering.
莫非神的荣耀暗暗的跟随他们来？
Is it that the glory of God follow them?
好像没有让他们知道。
As if they didn't know about.
他们觉得他们失去了神的同在。
They felt they lost the presence of God.
但他们做梦也没有想到。
But they never dreamed.
神的荣耀暗暗地追随他们的背后。
The glory of God follow them silently.
所以等到以色列人他们安定下来以后。
So after the people of Israel settled down.
现在他们看见神的荣耀从北方来。
Now they saw the glory of God coming from the north.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
对 对于一个以西结来说
，For Ezekiel，
这是何等的安慰。
This is such a comfort。
今天在巴比伦
，Today in Babylon，
你所看见乃是巴比伦的军兵。
What you see is the army of Babylon。
到处所看见的是偶像。
What you see all around are idols。
你不会想到
，You will never
在巴比伦这样的地方
，In a place like Babylon，
你能看见天开。
You can see the heavens open。
在巴比伦这个地方
，In a place like Babylon，
你能看见神的荣耀。
You can see the glory of God。
哦，神的荣耀是向谁显现的
？Now the glory of God, who should it appear to?
乃是那些登耶和华的山。
It's appeared to those who can ascend to the hill of the Lord.
乃是那些来到圣殿。
Those who have come to the temple.
来到圣所。
Those who have come to the holy place.
乃是大祭司带着羊的血。
And that the great high priest is bringing the blood of the lamb.
现在他们来到了至圣所。
Now they come to the holy of holies.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见这些人能够靠近荣神的荣耀。
You see how these people could approach the glory of God.
这是平常的情形。
This is the normal state.
每一个犹太人都知道说神的荣耀在圣殿里面。
Every Jew knows that.The glory of God is in the temple.
我们应当牵着牛，牵着羊来到神的面前。
We ought to bring sheep and ox before the presence.
凭着这些血
，by this blood,
我们的罪就被遮盖了。
Our blood, our sins will be covered.
那现在呢？大祭司能够带着血，代表我们来到神的面前。
Now the priest can represent us and come before the presence of God.
所以天什么时候开启？
So whenever the heavens open,
什么时候你能感觉能看见神的荣耀
？When can you see the glory of God？
什么时候你知道说神的荣耀就在隔壁
？When do you know that the glory of God is just next door？
你知道祭司每次在圣所里面供职的时候
？Now every time the priests are serving God，
虽然他们没有看见神的荣耀
，even though they didn't see the glory of God，
但他们能够说神的荣耀就在隔壁。
They can say that the glory of God is just next door。
但是当以色列人在巴比伦的时候
，But when the people of Israel were in Babylon，
神的荣耀是在600英里以外。
The glory of God was 600 miles out。
一个沙漠把神的荣耀和这一般人完全隔绝。
And a desert separated the glory of God from these people。
当你在苦难的时候
，So as you are in suffering，
你不是觉得神离弃你吗
？Don't you feel that God has left you？
你不是觉得神的同在是非常的遥远吗
？Don't you feel that the presence of God is very far？
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers。
你觉得说今天你受苦了
？You feel that you suffer today.
今天你落在神的手底下。
You fall under the hand of God.
现在你看见你所有的一切
，all that you have，
通通是灰颜色的。
It's all gray.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and
sisters， 在这个记忆底下
，under such circumstances，
你会看见有青天白日，有蓝天向你打开的。
You will not see that this beautiful blue sky is open to you.
在你周围的感觉乃是暴风雨的感觉。
And you're feeling as if everything is a thunderstorm.
这一阵的狂风就把以色列这根树就连根拔起，要把它抛到遥远的巴比伦去。
And this great wind has uprooted Israel and cast it into Babylon.
所以你能够体会以色列的以西结的感觉。
So you could understand what Ezekiel was feeling.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他做梦也没有想。
He never even dreamed of.
他觉得我们被放逐了 ，exile.
He feels that we've been exiled.
我们被放到很遥远的地方。
And we've been sent to a very far place.
就像中国苏武牧羊一样，这不需要翻译，就像说就到了很遥远的地方去。
Was sent to a very far distance.
所以弟兄姊妹，你能感觉到苏武牧羊里面的感觉。
So you could sense what was in the exiled heart.
所以如果你想到你是在巴比伦的话
，If you thought that you were in Babylon，
弟兄姊妹，你如果要看见神的荣耀
，If you wanted to see the glory of God，
尤其你是祭司的话
，Especially if you were a priest，
你只能在梦中才能看见。
You could only see it in the dream.
现在他不会相信，现在以色列不相信自己的眼睛。
So Ezekiel couldn't believe his eyes.
怎么可能
？How is it possible？
他在加巴鲁河边。
That at the next to the river Chebar.
到处都是偶像的地方。
They're full of idols all over the place.
他所在的地方。
The place where he was.
你看见吗？证明周围都是苦难。
It proves that there is suffering all around.
就在这个时候。
At this time.
你能看见神的荣耀。
You could see the glory of God.
在这个时候，你能看见一个敞开的天吗
？Can you see an open heaven?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你要明白说这一件事是完完全全叫以西结跌破眼镜。
You have to understand that this was caused great shock to Ezekiel.
他做梦也不会想到。
He never even imagined.
怎么可能
？How is it possible?
怎么可能今天在被掳之地
？That in this exiled place，
神，现在你如果要找神，你要横跨
沙漠去找他。
If you wanted to find God, you would have to go through the desert to find him.
但是现在你看神的荣耀是那么近。
But now you see how the glory of God was so close.
你远远只看见个大云。
You only saw a cloud from a distance.
但等一等。
But then later on,
你要看见天就在你上面。
You will see that the heavens are right above.
在天的上面，你看见有宝座。
Above the expanse, you see the throne.
像蓝宝石一样。
Just like lapis lazuli.
那在宝座上的那一位。
And then the one upon the throne.
你看见那腰以上像金睛。
Above the loins, it was like fire.
腰以下乃是彩虹。
And below it was like rainbow.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
以西结。
Ezekiel.
他是祭司不错。
He was a priest.
他巴不得来到神面前来侍奉。
He wanted to come before God to serve.
如果做祭司的话，
if he were a priest,
有两个最大的愿望。
He had two greatest wants.
第一个最大的愿望，
the first one,
就是大祭司能够进到至圣所，
is that the great high priest could enter into the holy of holies.
第二个大的愿望，
the second desire,
因着抽签的缘故，
and because of drawing a lot.
结果祭司他一生有一个机会能到香坛那里去烧香。
So then the priest has one chance in his whole lifetime to burn incense at the altar of incense.
你就知道说你离开神的荣耀有多近。
Because then you know how close you would be to the presence of God.
有神的荣耀。
You have the glory of God.
苦难再苦都不算苦。
However great the suffering, it's nothing.
有神的荣耀。
To have the glory of God.
有神的笑脸。
To have the smiling face of God.
虽然火再热一点。
Even though the fire may be hot,
试炼再重一点，
even though the trial may be hard,
你都能够得着天的安慰。
You can receive the comfort of heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们要明白，
we have to understand,
这是以西结所看见异象的那个背景。
This is the background of the vision that Ezekiel saw.
现在很多问题他不明白。
There are many questions that he couldn't understand.
神的荣耀只能够在圣所里面。
The glory of God ought to only be in the holy place.
神的荣耀只在施恩的宝座上。
Only upon the mercy seat.
这个 mercy seat 实在说来就是宝座。
This Mercy seat actually is a throne.
实在说来就是恩典的宝座。
It's a throne of grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果来到至圣所的话，
so if you come to the holy of holies,
你看见这里有圣所。
You see that there is a holy of holies.
你看见在这里有约柜。
You see that there is an ark.
有施恩的宝座。
There is the mercy seat.
就是那个宝座。
Or the throne of grace.
然后你看见这个有基路伯。
And then you see the cherub.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这不是启示录给我们看见宝座的情形。
Isn't this the picture that Revelation shows us of a throne?
你看见在天上的宝座，最靠近宝座的有四个活物。
You see that in the heavenly throne there are four living creatures right next to it.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们知道。
Now we know.
就做以色列以西结的观念来说。
So from Ezekiel's perspective,
神的荣耀，
the glory of God,
只有在至圣所里面。
Only should appear in the holy of holies.
但是现在问题在这。
But now the problem is this.
这是以色列人祭司里面从来没有的观念。
And this is a concept that none of the priests in Israel ever had.
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
在至圣所以外，
the outside the holy of holies,
人能看见神的荣耀。
Man can see the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters, do you see it?
莫非时代改变了？
Is it that the generation has changed?
莫非他现在所看见的？
Is it that what he sees?
不要忘记了，
Brothers and sisters,
他是祭司。
Don't forget that he's a priest.
他也是先知。
He's also a prophet.
他拿着时间的望远镜。
He took the telescope of time.
当他看见异象的时候，
And when he saw the vision,
先知所看见的异象，
the vision that the prophet saw,
常常是拿着时间的望远镜往前看。
Oftentimes taking the telescope of time to look into the
future. 如果他想到现在，
If he thought about now,
这是不可能的事。
It's impossible.
我到底看见什么？
What did I see?
根据我的神学，
According to my theology,
根据旧约圣经，
According to the Old Testament,
神的荣耀，
The glory of God,
只有在至圣所里，
Should only be in the Holy of Holies.
那现在怎么神的荣耀破天荒的在加巴罗河边让他看见了？
So how this with exception, the glory of God appeared in the river Chebar.
神的荣耀应该是不动的。
The glory of God should be immovable.
怎么可能神的荣耀就追随着人的苦难？
How could the glory of God come chasing after the suffering of man?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
当你觉得孤单的时候，
when you feel lonely,
当你觉得无告的时候，
when you feel hopeless,
当你觉得不知道谁能够帮助你的时候，
when you feel that no one can help you,
你觉得天好像很远的时候，
you feel as if heaven is so far away from you,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
安慰就在这里，
the comfort is here.
你看见这就是以西结异象的帮助。
This is the help of the vision of Ezekiel.
如果根据犹太的神学，
according to the Jewish theology,
theology.
如果根据他们的正统的观念
，according to their orthodox concept,
你现在到底看见什么
？What do you see here?
如果按照正常的情形来说
，in a normal state,
圣殿这个神的荣耀一直在至圣所。
The glory of God must be in the holy of holies.
那么如果你说你看见了神的荣耀
，but if you do say that you see the glory of God,
那会不会你看见的是个幻想
？Is it that what you see in an imagination?
如果神学是对的
，if your theology is correct,
神学就会根据神学就可以否定你的经历。
And then according to that theology, it can overrule your experience.
弟兄姊妹，以西结有没有看错
？Did Ezekiel see something wrong?
以西结没有看错。
Ezekiel never said
anything wrong. 所以弟兄姊妹，如果旧约的神学是正确的话
，Now if the theology of the Old Testament is correct,
而现在以西结又在被掳之地看见了神的荣耀。
And if Ezekiel saw the glory of God in this exile land,
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
这就告诉我们说，他说看见的是对的。
This proves that what he saw was correct.
不要忘记他是先知。
He is a prophet.
他所看见的。
So what he saw,
就好像约翰所看见的一样。
It's just like what John saw.
好像以赛亚所看见的一样。
It's like what Isaiah saw.
不光是现在的事。
Not just now.
也是将来的事。
Also in the future.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
如果你看见这是将来的事
，If you see this as something of the future.
很多的问题就解决了。
Many problems are taken care of.
我举个例子来说。
Let me give you an example.
诗篇四十六篇。
Psalm 46.
有一道河是他神的分河的分叉是神的城欢喜。
So there is a river that when it divides the city, it causes the city to rejoice.
这个 city 指的耶路撒冷说。
This city refers to Jerusalem.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我问大家
，let me ask you，
你可以去耶路撒冷不知道多少遍。
You can go to Israel, Jerusalem many times.
耶路撒冷的问题就是没有河的。
The problem with Jerusalem is it doesn't have a river.
巴比伦能守得住，因为幼发拉底河流过巴比伦。
Now you can keep Babylon militarily because there's a river Euphrates going through it.
耶路撒冷最少沦陷了30次。
Now Jerusalem had fallen 30 more times.
原因在哪里？就是因为没有河的。
It's because it didn't have a river.
那么现在你读到诗篇46篇。
So when you come to Psalm 46,
神的河的分叉使神的城欢喜。
So that the river that splits the city makes glad the city.
如果你是新派神学家，你说你看这是错了，你看吗
？Now if you are a liberal theologian, you will say, you see, this is wrong.
但是你忘记。
But you forgot.
这一篇诗篇是预言的诗。
This psalm is a prophetic psalm.
那是给我们看。
This shows us.
等到有一天我们的主脚踩在橄榄山。
That when our Lord Jesus one day his feet will be upon the Mount of
Olives. 你看见有一条河要出现。
You said that there will be a river that will appear.
有一部分要往地中海流，有一部分要往。
Half of it will go to the Mediterranean, half of it will flow into the Dead Sea.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
那个诗篇一点的错也没有。
That psalm was not incorrect.
写诗的人是拿着时间的望远镜。
The psalmist looked in through the telescope of time.
所以你就看见了。
So you see it.
同样的弟兄姊妹
，So the same thing.
你看见吗
？You see it.
根据以西结当时的情形
，According to the condition of Ezekiel at the time.
你怎么解释这些事
？How do you explain these things?
你不懂得。
You don't understand it.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
因为以西结是先知。
Because Ezekiel was a prophet,
这一幅的图画
the picture that he saw,
那是将来的图画
was the picture of the future.
这件事情要发生的
this thing would occur.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
难怪对犹太人拉比来说
so that's why for the Jewish rabbi,
他们不可能明白这一段圣经
they cannot understand this portion of the scripture.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神
we thank the Lord.
现在我们能够明白这个圣经
now we can understand this portion of the scripture.
因为我们手中已经有了新约
because we already have the New Testament in our hands.
所以现在我们先把这个意象把它弄清楚了。
So let us be clear first about this vision.
当然，我们是希望能够对于整个印象，这个意象有印象。
So we want to have a general impression of the whole vision.
那么，如果你光这样来看的话
，If you just look at it generally，
我们有一点糊涂的。
We may be a little confused.
因为等到这个意象慢慢靠近的时候
，Because as this vision approached，
好了，你看你有四活物。
You see that there are four living creatures.
那么，然后呢？每一个四活物都有四张的脸。
Now the four living creatures each had four faces.
那么等一等，你看有四只轮，四个轮子。
And then you see four wheels.
然后呢，你看见就在活物的上面有个穹苍。
And then above the living creatures, you see an expanse.
那么这个穹苍就是代表天了。
Now this expanse obviously represents heaven.
因为在穹苍的上面，你看见就是神的宝座。
Because above the expanse, you see the throne of God.
所以大家想想看。
So imagine this.
等到这个四活物慢慢降到地上的时候
，Slowly as these four living creatures descend upon the earth，
当你看见那个又大那个轮子的时候
，When you see that great wheel，
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
而且现在你能以西结能感觉天从来没有那么近过
，So Ezekiel could sense that heaven heaven has never been closer.
你看见这是何等的安慰。
You see, this is such a great comfort.
当一个人在苦难里。
When someone is in suffering.
当一个人在病床上。
When someone is in the sick bed.
他最大的安慰。
His greatest comfort.
就是他觉得好像能摸着天一样。
Is when he feels that he can almost touch heaven.
你知道说，如果在旧约里面。
You know that if he were in the Old Testament.
有一个人他好像摸到天了。
If there was one person who felt that he almost touched heaven.
但是他的脚还是踩在地上。
But his feet were still upon the earth.
他好像摸到天了。
As if he touched heaven.
他在加勒巴鲁河边。
He was next to the river Chebar.
他还在，他摸到天了。
He touched heaven.
他就是在被掳的人当中。
But he was still among the exiles.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一幅图画。
This picture.
几乎是不可能的。
It's almost impossible.
你如果要摸到天。
If you were to touch heaven.
你要借着雅各的天梯爬到天上去。
You have to take the Jacob's ladder and climb to heaven.
你做梦也不要往，你做梦也不想着天能够从天降下。
You never imagined that heaven would descend from heaven.
就在你在病床上的时候。
While you're on your sick bed.
不是你爬到天上去摸着天。
It's not for you to climb into heaven to touch heaven.
天亲自来到你的病床旁。
It's that heaven has come right next to your sick bed.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
我们的主亲自为你铺床。
Our Lord Jesus, our Lord is the one that dug your bed for you.
请我们记得。
So remember.
这不是天堂是什么。
If this is not heaven, what is it?
这不是天是什么。
If this is not heaven, what is it?
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
这就是以西结给我们看见那个经历。
This is the experience that Ezekiel shows us.
天从来没有那么近过。
Heaven was never closer.
那现在问题在这里。
Now the problem is this.
我们怎么明白这些图画呢？
How do we understand these pictures?
讲的四活物。
When we speak about the four living creatures.
很明显是神宝座前的光景。
Very clearly, it's the condition before the presence of God.
你读启示录很清楚吗？
If you study the book of Revelation,
特别第四章的时候。
Especially chapter 4.
你看见靠近神的宝座很明显的是四个活物。
You see that near the throne of God was the four living creatures.
四个形象。
The four images.
人。
Man.
狮子。
The lion.
牛。
The ox.
老鹰。
The eagle.
这里也是一样的。
It's the same thing here.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你就觉得这两幅图画是很像的。
You feel that these two pictures are very similar.
不过那里有四个翅膀，这里只有六，不是。对不起，这里是四个翅膀。
There were four wings here.
但是呢，你如果读这个叫什么以赛亚书，结果是六个翅膀。
If you study the book of Isaiah, there it mentions six wings.
到底六个还是四个
？Is it six or four?
看你的角度是什么角度。
It depends on what your angle is.
所以如果你角度看对了是六个，不对是四个。
If the right angle is six, the wrong angle is four.
所以这些都是对的。
So these are all correct.
所以你的印象是有的。
So your impression is there.
你知道。我说这个大概是在天上的光景。
So this is the situation in heaven.
但是有个问题、啊。
But the problem is this.
神的宝座不是安定在天吗？
Isn't the throne of God established in heaven?
这个只能够在天上的光景。
This ought to be only the condition in heaven.
你在巴比伦怎么能看见这些呢？
How can you see it in Babylon?
那么还有。
And also.
那么这里又有了车辆。
And then you see a chariot here.
那么当然了，如果你光读以西结书，光读这个启示录的话。
If you only study Revelation.
神的宝座没有那些轮子的。
The throne of God does not have those wheels.
那启示录你没有读到。
But you didn't read in the Revelation.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果你读但以理书第七章的话。
But if you study Daniel chapter 7.
你看见在神的宝座周围就是有轮子的。
And then next to the throne of God, there are wheels.
所以让我们记得。
So let us remember.
一点都没有错。你一定要把但以理书还有这个启示录所有的加在一起，你大概知道天上宝座的情形。
You have to put together all of Ezekiel, Daniel, and Revelation to see what the condition of was around the throne.
在这里给我们看见。
So here we see.
不光是宝座。
Not just the throne.
而这个宝座是从天而降。
But this throne descended from heaven.
不光是宝座。
Not just the throne.
这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
这个宝座可以近到一个地步，它就在人间。
This throne can be so close that it's in within in the midst of man.
这里有个天堂。
Here is the heaven.
这个天堂是什么？
What is this heaven?
天堂就是那个穹苍。
That heaven is that expanse.
像可谓的水晶一样。
It's just like crystal.
你看是透明透明的。
It is so clear.
弟兄姊妹，如果你要用圣经的形容来形容什么是天的话。
So if you want to use something in the Bible to describe what's heaven.
现在你看天是那么近的。
Heaven is so close.
现在你看见天的上面就是神的宝座。
And then above the heaven, you see the throne.
所以这一幅的图画。
So the picture here.
一面叫你懂得一点。
On the one hand, it allows you to understand.
另一面你又不大懂得。
On the other hand, you don't really understand.
但如果你是以西结的话。
But if you're Ezekiel,
你要记得。
You will remember.
这个不是远远看见这个形象。
This is not a picture from a far distance.
慢慢靠近。
It approached from the
distance. 慢慢再靠近。
Closer and closer.
你如果读到以西结第二章的话。
If you study Ezekiel chapter 2.
对，结果你发现那个声音啊，旋转，那个轮子旋转的声音就在你后面。
You hear the sound of that wheel turning behind you.
圣经说，我身后有震动轰轰的声音。
And then you hear the voice. You hear that behind.
第三章 ，sorry， 第三章，第三章。
And then you and I heard a great rumbling sound behind me.
然后你看见第十三节说，我又听见那活物翅膀相碰。
In verse 13, and I heard the sound of the wings of the living beings touching one another.
与活物旁边轮子旋转震动轰轰的声音。
And the sound of the wheels beside them, even a great rumbling sound.
所以你能感觉到好像你在直升机旁边一样。
You feel as if you're right next to a helicopter.
你一定能感觉到那个感觉的。
You could sense the tremble, the rumbling.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见这个意象不是平面的。
This vision is not two-dimensional.
你看电视是平面的。
When you watch television, it's two-dimensional.
你看见人在打球的时候。
When you see people playing soccer,
你看见说他应该射门了，射不进去。
And when he shoots, he cannot hit the goal.
你说你要帮他一下，你进不去的。
You say you want to help him, you can't enter into it.
因为那是平面的。
Because it's two-dimensional.
如果是立体的话
，if it's three-dimensional,
你看不顺眼，你可以进去就踢一脚就可以了。
If you not pleased with the players, you can go into the field.
现在懂吗？这是以西结的意象。
So this is the vision of Ezekiel.
它不是个平面的东西。
It's not a two-dimensional.
它是立体的东西。
It's three-dimensional.
它能够参与在里面。然后那个这个意象，那个龙神的形象就把他提走了。
And then the vision of God took him away.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
这是以西结的感觉。
This is the feeling of Ezekiel.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
有些懂了，有些不懂。
Some understanding, but some things he can't
understand. 那么到底这个解释在什么地方
？The question is, where is the explanation?
我们还得要用神的话来解释。
We have to use the word of God to explain it.
我们现在来看这个。历代之上。
Let us look in First Chronicles.
历代之上第二十八章。
First Chronicles 28.
二十八章。
First Chronicles 28.
我们知道这一章啊，这个我们好不好从十一节读起
？Let us start with verse 11.
大卫将殿的游廊、堂屋、府库、楼房、内殿和施恩所的样子指示他儿子所罗门。
Then David gave to his son Solomon the plan of the porch of the temple, its buildings, its storehouses, its upper rooms, its inner rooms, and the room for the mercy seat.
所以圣殿的蓝图是大卫给所罗门的。
So the blueprint of the temple was David who gave Solomon.
现在他们来到了至圣所。
Now they come to the Holy of Holies.
你看第十八节。
In verse 18.
金金香坛的分量，并用金子做基路伯。
And for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight, and gold for the model of the chariot, even the cherubim.
那么我们知道基路伯所在的地方就是神的宝座所在的地方。
Now we know that where the cherubim was, this is where the throne of God was.
很明显的。
It's very clear.
然后遮掩，那么然后呢？这里所说的基路伯。
And then the cherubim that spread out.
这个基路伯在原文。
The cherubim mentioned here in the original.
这个我们中文呢有一个小字。
Now there is a little reference in Chinese.
原文说这个中文说是做这个怎么说呢？是做车室的基路伯。
In actuality, here there should be an explanation that says this is a cherubim upon a chariot.
No, 在原文这样，在原文是说你们要爱用金子做 chariot.
So actually, here it does say in English, and go for the model of the chariot.
不是 model， 就是做 chariot。
Okay, so here is a gold for the chariot.
然后那个 chariot 下面英文原文就解释说那个就是 chariot, cherubim.
And then next to it you see a comma, the cherubim.
所以圣经里面都说神是坐在基路伯上面的。
So here it says that God is sitting upon the cherub.
圣经诗篇常常说神是坐在基路伯以上的。
The Psalms often say that God is sitting upon the cherubim.
换一句话说
In other words,
你来到至圣所
when you come to the Holy of Holies,
等到基路伯把他翅膀张开遮盖那个施恩的宝座的时候
So when the cherubim extend its wings to cover the mercy seat,
这就是神的宝座
This is the throne of God.
所以神就坐在基路伯上面
But God is sitting upon the cherubim.
但是很有意思
But it's very interesting.
这里讲了基路伯的时候
When he here talks about the cherubim,
他讲 chariot.
It says the chariot.
Chariot 什么意思呢
What does it mean?
Chariot 就是车辆的意思。
Chariot means that it's a chariot.
所以中文就分作车式的基路伯。
So it's actually a chariot, or the cherubim.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
在这里你不只看见 the throne, 不只看见宝座。
You not only saw the throne there.
而且你看见 chariot.
You also saw the chariot there.
所以很明显的给我们看见。
So here it's very clear for us to see.
讲到神的荣耀。
When you talk about the glory of God.
你不能光用荣你不能光用宝座来形容。
You cannot just describe it as the throne of God.
因为宝座是静态。
Because the throne is static.
但是这个宝座是个动态的宝座。
But this throne is a dynamic throne.
所以你看见它不光是宝座，而且它也是车辆。
It's not just the throne, but it's also the chariot.
换一句话说
In other words,
就好像你到皇宫里面去
It's just like for you to go into a palace.
你看有一些皇家的车辆
You see that there's some royal chariots there.
那么在这么多皇家的车辆里
Now among all those royal chariots,
有一部车子
There is one chariot.
是皇帝坐的
It's given to the king.
很多的杯子
There are many cups.
有一个杯子是皇帝喝的
There is a cup that the king uses.
那在中文就叫做御杯是特别出来的杯特别的杯
So for the Chinese empires, it was the jade cup or the royal cup.
但是呢，它内部车子就是御车。
But that chariot is the king's chariot.
所以让我们记得。
So let us remember.
当皇帝坐在那个车子上的。
So when that king was sitting upon the chariot.
皇帝所在的地方。
The place where the king was.
这是他的宝座。
This is his throne.
但是现在这个宝座是活动的。
But this throne is a moving throne.
现在你看见有一个车子要把皇帝的宝座带到每一个地方去。
Now there was a chariot that's going to bring this.Throne of the king everywhere.
所以我们知道这个宝座这个车子。
Now this a throne chariot.
在英文叫做 throne chariot. 这个是一个 compound word. 这是个复合起来的一个句子。
It's the compound word of the throne chariot.
它一直一面指着宝座。
On the one hand, it refers to the chariot.
一面指着车辆。
On the other hand, it refers to the throne.
我现在还没有找到好的中文的字。
So I haven't found a good Chinese.
所以现在我姑且就把它直译就是宝座车辆。
So let's just call it, well, in English it's the throne chariot.
或者是皇家的车辆。
Or the royal, chariot.
你看只有皇帝能坐在这个车辆。
Only the king can sit upon the throne.
我们知道在你如果大家读圣经你就知道特别你读了以斯帖。
So when you study the Bible, especially when you come to the book of Esther,
我们知道你就读到你就知道是那时候波斯大帝国统治整个的世界。
Now you know that the Persian Empire at that time ruled over the earth.
这个波斯的皇帝啊
Now the Persian king
有一个特点
had a special feature.
他们特别对宝座着迷的。
They were actually very obsessed with their throne.
他们不能离开宝座。
They cannot leave their throne.
他不管到哪里一定要把宝座带着走的。
No matter where he went, he would have to bring his throne with him.
但是宝座不是像尿片一样你说带就带了。
But of course, the throne is not like a diaper. You can just take it anywhere with you.
这个宝座是宝座是不是
This throne is a throne.
所以你读历史很稀奇。
So when you study history, it's very
interesting.
在
波斯大帝国里面
In the Persian Empire,
有一个皇帝
There was one king.
他叫做就是薛西就是 Xerxes.
Xerxes.
这个薛西这个皇帝有一个特点。
Now, Xerxes had a special feature.
他无论到哪里
No matter where he went.
他都是坐在宝座上。
He was always sitting upon the throne.
连打仗都坐在宝座上。
Even when he fought a war, he was upon the throne.
你看这个仗怎么打了。
Now, how would he fight the war?
你打仗姿势越低越好，对不对？
Now, for you to be on war, the lower you are, the better, right?
你在打仗的姿势越高，刚好是别人的目标嘛。
Now, the higher you are on the throne, you become the best target for your enemy.
什么样的宝座啊？
What kind kind of throne was that?
不光是车子出去了。
Now, no matter, not just that the chariot.
你不光坐在宝座下。
You're not just upon the throne.
上面还有个天罩的。
There was actually a canopy above his throne.
所以你看见无论到哪里。
So no matter where he went.
他的宝座就到哪里。
His throne went there too.
所以这个车子呢，就是把这个皇，就把皇帝就无论带到哪里。
And then this chariot would take this king everywhere.
请大家记得。
Let us remember.
以西结第一章所给我们看见意象就是这样的意象。
The vision that Ezekiel shows us in chapter 1 is this vision.
这个宝座是车式的宝座。
This throne is a chariot.
我们的神是万王之王。
Our Lord is the King of Kings.
他是宇宙的王。
He is the King of the universe.
现在如果他要出巡的话。
Now if he is going to go out into the field.
就好或者是去打仗或者无论到哪里。
Or go to war or anywhere else.
所以就好像薛西王一样。
He is like that King Xerxes.
他无论到哪里都坐在他的宝座上。
No matter where he went, he was upon his throne.
你怎么知道他的国度？
How do you know his kingdom?
他的国度有多大？
How big is his kingdom?
你看见吗？他的车到哪里，国度就到哪里。
No matter where his chariot went, that's how great his kingdom was.
你想到他的国度是个 static, 是个静态的观念。
If you speak about the kingdom as a static concept.
但是我们记得。
But let us remember.
这里有个皇帝。
Here is a king.
你看见他无论到什么地方。
No matter where he went.
你就看见说波斯大帝国在这里。
You saw that the Persian Empire was there.
你看波斯大帝国的君王在这里。
You see that the king of the Persian Empire was there.
他的荣耀在这里，
His glory was there.
他的同在在这里，
His presence was there.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
明白吗？
Do you understand?
这个宝座是个活动的宝座，
This throne is a moving throne.
这个宝座给我们看见它是不，这是到了每一个角落都有的。
You see that this throne goes to every corner.
所以基本上这是 chariot， 基本上是车子的观念。
So the basic concept is the concept of chariot.
所以现在你能想象到。
So now you can imagine.
这里有个皇家的车辆。
Here is a royal chariot.
那皇帝坐在宝座上。
And the throne, the king was upon the throne.
那么现在你想象，大概是两匹马在前面跑的。
So you can imagine that these two horses are probably up front.
所以我们从这里开始。
So from here we start.
来帮助大家明白这个以西结第一章。
So then we can start to understand Ezekiel chapter 1.
是帮助大家去想象，能够知道到底大概怎么一回事。
So you can imagine the picture that we see.
所以大家想想看，如果现在薛西王帝出去了。
So imagine if King Xerxes went out.
那么假定是两匹的马在前。
And imagine if there was two horses up front.
那么马是有个脸的。
Now the horses have faces.
马的脸朝什么方向，车子就往什么方向。
Now wherever the horse faces, that's the direction of the chariot.
这一定很重要的。
This is very important.
看见马它旁边就往旁边走。
So if the horse faces this way, it goes this way.
但是我们知道。
But we know this.
全世界的车子、马车都是只有一个方向的。
So we know that in every chariot in the world, all the horse always faces one direction.
因为它的脸都是往前的。
Because his face is always facing.
它脸所看到的地方就是车子走的地方。
The place where the face of the horse see, that's the direction he goes.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个就是、
so、
就是说，现在你有两匹马。
So you have two horses.
那么就把这个整个车子带动了。
And then it would move this chariot forward.
但是如果你根据考古学。
But according to archaeology.
你看到这个希腊文古文明留下来大的花瓶。
So if you look at the vase that was left behind by the ancient Greek empire.
你看见瓶子上面的图画常常是四匹马。
And the pictures upon those vases generally were, shows four horses.
所以给我们看见说。
So it shows us.
那么在古时候。
That an ancient
day, 如果皇帝出巡的话。
If the king went out.
很可能他的那个车辆的是四匹马在前面跑的。
That his chariot was taken by four horses.
现在明白吗？
Now you understand.
你来到了以西结的意象。
You come to the vision of Ezekiel.
你把四匹马换成四个活物。
Now if you change the four horses with the four living creatures.
你懂吗？
Now
现在不是四匹马在那里跑。
It's not the horses that are running there.
是四匹马在那里跑。
It's the four,
四个活物在那里跑。
The four horses, four living creatures are there.
所以弟兄姊妹，你懂吗？
So do you understand?
如果这样的话，你大概就懂了那点概念了。
So then you understand its general concept.
不过四匹马是四匹马。
But of course, four horses are four horses.
这里不是四匹马。
It's not four horses here.
四个活物。
It's four living creatures.
这个四个活物大概的样子是人的样子。
And the four living creatures, their general form is that of man.
圣经说是人的样子。
So it's the image of man.
他的脚也是直的，你看见吗？
His legs are straight.
所以四个人实在说来，就像什么呢？就是四个人。
So you see as if it's four men there.
所以这个跟我们的观念就不一样了。
So, this is different from our concept.
我们在古时候看见四匹马在那里跑的。
So in the ancient days, we see four horses running there.
但是以西结给我们看见的。
But it's the Ezekiel that shows us.
这个车子有点像我们中国从前的车子。
Now this chariot is like ancient days in ancient China.
你有没有看过人力车是有人在那边推的？
Didn't you ever see the little rickshaws where the men would run and carry the people behind them?
所以弟兄们，是马在那推带动车子。
It's not the horses taking them up front.
是人在那推动车子。
It's man pulling that rickshaw.
所以这个车是人力车。
So this is generated by manpower.
不过不是一个人在跑，四个人在跑。
But it's not one man running, it's four men running.
所以弟兄们，现在你大概知道大概那个情形。
So you see the general picture.
这是四个活物。
These are the four living creatures.
它基本上的样式是人的样子。
Its general form is that of a man.
但是有一个特点。
But it's a very special feature.
你看这四个活物有四张脸。
So each of these four creatures had four faces.
那么大家知道。
So now you know.
很有意思的。
It's very interesting.
这个前面的脸是人的脸。
The face in the front is that of a man.
圣经里面的前面都指东方来说。
Now, when the Bible speaks about the front, it always refers to the east.
右边的脸是狮子的脸。
The right face is the face of a lion.
所以意思就是说，你看朝南的脸就是狮子的脸。
So towards the south is the face of a lion.
然后你知道牛是在左边。
And the ox is to the left.
所以你看它朝北的脸。
And then that's towards the north.
然后呢，你看老鹰是在后面。
And the eagle's face is behind.
所以它是朝西的。
Facing west.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你能想象有四个活物。
So you can imagine four living creatures.
有四张脸。
Had four faces.
你看见吗？
Imagine that.
现在我们要问。
Now we want to ask.
为什么要四张脸呢？
Why four faces?
因为这个车子要往四个方向去。
Because this chariot has to go in four directions.
它要往东西南北去。
It will go east, west, south, north.
这个车子有一个条件。
This has a condition.
这个车子不转弯的。
This chariot never turns.
但是它可以同时往东、往西、往南、往北去的。
But it can go in any of the four directions.
所以问题在这里。
The problem is this.
马的脸往什么方向，它就往什么方向。
Now, whatever direction the face the horse is facing, that's the direction where the chariot goes.
所以这里有四张脸。
But now you see four faces.
给我们看见四个方向。
Shows us four directions.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
You see that?
现在如果他要往东方走的话。
So if he's going to go to the east.
如果要往东方走的话。
If he's going to go east.
那么很清楚的。
Very clearly.
假定你现在人在东方。
Now, if, assume you're in the east.
你看见车子往这边来。
You see the chariot approaching you.
大体上是四个人的样子。
And what you see is the four men.
可是你看他的脸。
When you see its face,
如果你在东方的话，
if you're in the east,
你看见那里不是四匹马，乃是四个活物。
So you'll see that there are four living creatures there.
远远看过去，
from a distance,
好像四个人一样。
It's like four men.
如果你在东方的话，
if you're in the east,
那么假定你在南方的话，
but if you're in the south,
你看见说，因为他这个右边的脸是狮子的脸，
and because the face on the right-hand side is the lion.
所以如果你真的在南边看个车子往这边过来的话，
so if you're in the south and see the chariot approaching you,
好像四匹老四匹狮子一样。
As if you see four lions there.
但是脸是狮子。
But the face is the face of a lion.
所以这个就是你的印象。
This is your impression.
如果你在西边。
If you're in the west
side. 你看见车子从东边过来的话。
And you see the chariot coming to
the north. 你看见四只老鹰。
You see four eagles.
如果你在北边的话。
If you're towards the north.
你看见四头牛。
And you see four ox.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你懂吗？
Now you understand.
为什么需要有四个脸？
Why do you need four faces?
因为这个车辆。
Because this chariot,
不光是要把神的荣耀带到东边、西边、南边跟北边。
Not only will it bring to the north, south, to the east, to the west.
所以你看，这个车辆和地上所有的车辆都不一样。
So this chariot is different from every chariot on the earth.
是世界上的马车只能往一个方向。
Now the chariots of this world can only go one direction.
它往东就不能往西。
If it goes east, cannot go west.
它如果往东要往西，它要掉个头的。
So for him to go east and then west, it has to turn around.
但是你看见，
But you see
在这里不一没有转。
There is no turning.
你看，要么是往东，要么往西，要么往南，要么往北。
Either goes east, either goes west, either goes north, either goes south.
所以现在很清楚了。
So now it's very clear.
这是为什么画家很难把它画出来。
But that's why the painters have a difficulty painting.
因为这个图画根本是立体的图画。
Because this picture is a three-dimensional picture.
你不可能从一个角度你能看到所有的情形，不可能。
You cannot just look at it from one angle.
所以如果今天大家在地的四方。
So if you are on the four corners of the earth,
你从东边来,
if you come to the east,
从西边来,
from the west,
从南边来,
from the south,
从北边来,
from the north,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你都看见这个四活,
you will see these four living creatures.
不过你的印象不同。
But your impression is different.
同样一个东西,
it's the same thing.
因为你从不同的角度,
but you look at it from different angles.
有一面你看见像牛一样,
on the one side you see the ox.
另一面像狮子一样,
on the other end you see the lion.
另一面像老鹰一样,
on the other end you see the eagle.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是活物给人的印象。
This is the impression the living creature
gives you. 你看见吗？他如果在神的宝座上,
if he is upon the throne of God,
那么不错,
it's true.
我们看见有四个形象,
we do see four images.
那是静态的,
that is a static picture.
但是等到神的宝座移动的时候,
but when the throne of God is moved,
从一个地方到另外一个地方的时候
another,
它怎么移动的呢
how does it move?
圣经说他们都直直往前去的
the Bible tells us that they go full straight.
你从四个天的四方来看这个活物
so if you look at it from four different directions at these living
结果你就看到它的全貌了
and then you see its whole picture
所以你就知道这就是活物了
then you know this is the living creature.
所以弟兄姊妹这个就是以西结所看见的
this is what Ezekiel saw.
但是不光这样
not only that,
这个活物还有翅膀的
these living creaturesStill have wings.
翅膀什么意思
What does it mean about the wings?
圣经告诉我们说什么时候什么时候这个什么时候这个一会儿上升一会儿下降
That this would the throne would ascend and would descend.
所以我们知道是那个翅膀把这个车辆从天上带到地上
So it was these wings that brought the throne from heaven to earth.
所以等到他们升高这个宝座往上走的时候
So when this throne went up,
结果你看见是翅膀把他们带到上面去
It was the wings that carried them upward.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗
now, do you see,
不光是东西南北
now, it's just not north, south, east, west,
上和下
going up and down,
这个乃代表整个的宇宙
it represents the whole universe.
是翅膀把神的旨意从天上带到地上
It is these wings that brought the will of God from heaven to earth.
是这些轮子把神的旨意带到世界每一个角落去
And then it is these wheels that carry the will of God into the ends of the earth.
你看见吗讲到轮子
when you talk about the
wheels, 就讲到地的四方
it talksabout the four corners of the earth.
你看神的旨意要怎样通行在这地上呢
You see how the will of God will be fulfilled upon this earth.
怎么样通行在
这 well, be done. To be done on this earth.
我们主不是叫我们祷告吗
Didn't the Lord pray?
但愿神的旨意在地上好像在天上一样
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
神的旨意在天上通行没有问题的
Now for the will of God to be done in heaven is no problem.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗
Now you see this.
这些车辆这些轮子
These wheels.
就无论是东无论是南无论是北
No matter north, south, east, west
方向是谁来决定的
Who determines the direction
你看见是活物来决定的
It is determined by the living creatures
所以轮子给我们看见是从地的一方带到另外一方
So the wheels bring us from the one corner of the earth to another corner
从日落之初一直到日落之地
From the place of the sunrise to the place of sunset
但是这个轮子可以上升但这个活物会上升也可以下降
But then this living creatures can go up and down
一面把神带到地上来
On the one hand bring God to earth
另一面也把一些东西带到天上去
And can bring something from earth to heaven
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
这个宝座是活动的宝座
This throne is a moving throne
这个宝座是以西结做梦也没有想到
And this is something that Ezekiel never even dreamt of
感谢主
Thank the Lord
这实在好像从来没有人看见过
As if no one has ever seen this picture before
但是当你稍微明白这个意象
But when you,
明白这个图画的时候
But when you start to comprehend this picture
它的意义几乎是呼之欲出你马上好像很快就要看到它的意知道它的意义的
As if, But you almost can see what it signifies
但是我们再把它详细请你讲一下
But let us further describe the details
那么在这个四个活物的中间
Now, in the midst of these four living creatures,
你可以想象到四个活物站在四个角落。
You can imagine that these four living creatures are in the four corners.
然后中间有个空间的。
And then there is some space in the middle.
那么这个空间就是他们的壁炉，就是他们烧火的地方。
And then there's actually something like a fireplace in the middle.
所以这里告诉我们说，有火炭的形状，还有火把的形状。
And there was coals and torches in the middle.
那四活物停的时候。
Now, when the four living creatures stop,
你知道它是什么样子的
？You know its image.
它运作的时候，运动的时候。
So when it moves,
你在哪一个方向，你就可以看到什么样的脸
？So from whatever direction, you can see a different face.
但是圣经怎么说呢
？But what did the Bible say?
它的四活物的形象。
The image of the four living creatures.
所以当整个四活物在那动的时候
，So as they were moving,
它给人总的形象是什么
？The general impression that he gave.
那就是在四活物中间那个 fireplace。
That there was a fireplace in the middle of them.
那就在四活物中间，你看那有炭的地方，有火的地方。
There were glowing coals and there were fire in the middle.
那么这是实在的地方。
Now this is true place.
你读到第十章就晓得了。
When you come to chapter 10,
当神要借着天使来毁灭耶路撒冷的时候。
When God was going to through the angels destroy Jerusalem.
当神要焚烧整个耶路撒冷的时候。
When God was going to burn the city of Jerusalem.
神差遣天使就到这四活物中间去取那个炭火。
So God sent the angels to collect the coals from in the midst of these living creatures.
所以这个代表什么
？So what does this represent?
我想最清楚的一个地方。
I think it's the clearest mention.
就是诗篇十八篇。
Is Psalm 18.
我们看一下诗篇。
Can we look in Psalm 18? Psalm 18.
第十节
，verse ten，
他坐着基路伯飞行，他借着风的翅膀快飞。
He rode upon a cherub and flew, and he sped upon the wings of the wind.
你看见这是以西结第一章的图画。
This is a picture of Ezekiel chapter one.
然后第九节
，and verse nine，
他又使天下垂，亲自降临，有黑云在他脚下。
He bowed the heavens also and came down with thick darkness under his feet.
弟兄姊妹，以西结的意象什么意象
？Brothers and sisters, what is the picture of Ezekiel?
神使天下垂。
God is bowed the heavens also.
他坐着基路伯飞行。
And came down upon the cherub.
回过头看第八节。
If you look back in verse 8.
从他鼻孔冒烟上腾，从他口中发火焚烧，连炭也着了。
Smoke went up out of his nostrils, and fire from his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it.
你看见这个代表神的公义。
This represents the righteousness of God.
当你看见有一样东西，因为四活物是根本就是靠近神的宝座。
Now you know that the living creatures are close to the throne of God.
你只要来到神的宝座。
If you come to the throne of God,
有一个关你一定要经过的。
You have to pass through a certain stage.
那就是神的公义，有一个
is,
有一个 crisis， 有一个公有那有有有一个关口，有一个门槛。
There's actually an entrance way that you have to go through, a threshold that you have to go through.
那
that's the righteousness of God.
那就是神的公义。
And that's the righteousness of God.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
所以我们说，在四个活物中间的那个 fire 那个有火的地方。
So that fireplace in the middle of the fourth living creature.
那代表什么？
What does that mean?
代表神的公义。
It represents the righteousness of God.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
你靠近四活物。
If you are to approach the living creature,
你已经很靠近神。
You're already very close to the presence.
这里是神的口。
This is the entrance way to God.
这里是神的鼻子。
This is the nostril of God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
因为这个缘故，
because of
this, 你看见他的鼻孔冒烟。
You see that out of his nostrils came forth smoke.
你看见他在这里点着炭火了。
And then he kindled the coals.
所以在这里告诉我们说
，So you see here，
这个火有光，有火中发出闪电来。
And then in the midst of the fire, there came forth lightning.
所以你看见他们这个火物在上面来往奔走，好像电光一闪。
So then they were coming back and forth just like lightning.
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
一面给我们看见活物是充满活的。
On the one hand, it shows you that these living creatures are full of life.
因为在原文就是 the living 的意思。
But in the original, these living creatures are nothing but the living.
给我们看见靠近宝座的生命。
Now it shows about the life.Before the throne.
你越靠近神的宝座
The closer you are to the throne of God,
你越是活的
The more alive you are.
弟兄姊妹，你看
Brothers and sisters, you
没有人好像在这里，他们几乎已经摸着天了
As if they almost touch heaven.
所以你看见他们是活的
So you see that they're living.
但另一方面
But on the other hand,
他们也是宣告神的公义
They also proclaim the righteousness of God.
所以当他们来往奔走的时候
So as they were going back and to and fro,
当他们活出那个宝座前的生命的时候
When they were living forth that life before the throne,
好像电光一闪的
It was like lightning flashes.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
如果你说你远远看见一个大云好像有闪电一样
So if you see from a distance that there was lightning all around
这个闪电从哪里来的呢
Where does this lightning come from?
就是从四个活物中间的那个 fire fireplace, 那个好像火炉一样的空间那里受的。
It comes from that fireplace in the midst of the four living creatures.
好了，下面继续告诉我们四个轮子是不是。
And then next it talks about the four wheels, right?
这个轮子并不贴着活物的没有。
Now these wheels are not connected to the living creatures.
它离着活物有一段的距离。
There is some distance between the living creatures and the
wheels. 多少距离我们不知道。
How far apart they are, we don't know.
但是你看有四个轮子。
But you see that there are four wheels.
不，这个轮子是轮中套轮的。
But you see that there is a wheel within the wheel.
所以大概呢，一个轮子这样的话。
So if one wheel goes this direction.
另外一个轮子刚好是垂直方向。
The other wheel goes perpendicular to the other wheel.
你知道原因在哪里呢
？What is the reason?
原因就是轮子不转弯的。
Because the wheels don't turn.
你看嘛，要么往前，要么往后，要么往东，要么往西。
They either go straight or back or west or east.
所以现在你懂了。
So now you understand?
这个四个轮子不像马车的轮子一样。
These four wheels are different than